5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
It's that time of year again. Oh, no.
I've come to talk with you again.
Last night and earlier this morning, I packed my first school lunch for my daughter.
Oh, man.
I hate packing school lunches!
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's a losing proposition every single time, right? Because the kid is never happy. You know you're going to be judged by anybody else that would peer into that lunch bag as well. I mean, how often does the bag come home and the same stuff is still in it?
Always. And
always.
It's disgusting. Like, kids are disgustingly dirty when it comes to the school lunch. I always tell her, just throw it in the garbage. If you're not going to eat it, throw it in the garbage, because it comes back with a rotted banana. It's smushed all over the place, mixed in with the goldfish at the bottom, and I'm trying to get it out of the crevices.
Nowadays, like, I mean, we have insulated bags and all those different things. Like, I can remember being younger, everything went in a brown paper bag.
Not anymore.
You would drop that bag like three times throughout the day, bust open your apple, your peach, your nectar. Anything that was in there would just be a mess. The bag would rip through.
Now we have ice packs because we fancy and bougie like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we like temperature control.
It's ridiculous.
Food safety.
I have my little one. Today is her first day of first grade.
Wow.
Have a good day, Dakota. Mama loves you.
It's a big day.
It's a big day, first grade. My older one is starting her sophomore year in high school, so I don't have to worry about.
Also a big day.
Big day. I don't have to worry about her because she just feeds herself. She's on her own at this point.
Yeah.
But the little one still, you know, needs me to feed her.
Yeah. People expect to see, you know, things in her bag as well.
It's so stressful because she's one of those kids that doesn't eat anything.
Yeah.
Like, she's so picky and she eats junk. And like, every time I think, how have I failed her as a mother at this point? Because it's Little Muffins.
That's near the top of the list.
Oh.
I mean, that can't be the only thing, but okay.
Yeah. No, the eating thing is a bad thing. But I always feel like I'm being judged by like the teachers and the cafeteria staff because.
Sure.
First of all, she's nut free because she has nut allergies. So you open and it's just garbage. It's like an applesauce pouch, a yogurt pouch, Little Muffins. And I'm like, and I put a banana in there. And I put it for show because I know she's not going to eat it. Oh, and as I was doing it last night and was getting it prepped, I'm like, here we go again. Another year of it.
Right.
So
right.
I looked online. I was like, what are like the top things that parents put in for their kids?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, salami slices is on this list.
I mean, a little charcuterie board. Is that what we're doing here?
When you see the moms on Instagram that make those elaborate charcuterie boards for their kids and they're like cooking ramen and they're putting eggs and they have slices of filet, all I think about is like, you can't come to my parties. Like, you're not.
We can't be friends.
You can't sit at my table.
Yeah. Like, we can't be friends.
What are you doing, lady? Yeah. Like, honestly, your kid is eating ramen at lunch like with chopsticks. Like, if your kid is that kid. Cool.
That's awesome.
You're right.
Like, congratulations.
Tuna salad.
If you're five and you can use chopsticks that well, too, to eat ramen. Like, I mean, sorry, but that doesn't work for me either. Can't sit at my table either.
Top lunches from nutritionist moms say tuna salad. I don't know if you want to, but then you're the stinky kid, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're always going to be known as that kid in the cafeteria, right? And then what if the sun hit it wrong? Like, I don't care even about the insulation. Like, you know, you got to say to yourself, like, this might not be good.
So many parents tell me this. Did you try the turkey roll-ups? Yeah, she won't eat them, but that's on the list, too. Like, that's such a good, easy thing to do that makes you look like a good mom, but
she won't eat them.
No. Yeah. What was the thing that your parents put in your lunchbox? Because there was one thing in mind that whenever I think about it, I think, well, if they didn't judge me, there's no way I can be worse off. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Back to school lunches.
Oh. Yeah, it's just painful.
It's packing them all over again. I mean, I don't want to sound overdramatic, but it's one of my least favorite things to do.
Yeah.
My older daughter is in high school. She's a sophomore now, so she's on her own. She could, whatever she does, great. Sure. That's good for her. But my little one, today's her first day of first grade. And she's so picky, and it's so hard, and she won't eat anything. And every time I try to do something healthy, it just comes back in that lunchbox, and I just don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, you know, the whole bringing things back in the lunchbox. So, you know, one thing with my parents, and I told my mom early on, she got the message sooner or later, was that I hated bringing things back, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted everything to be disposable. So, like, if she sent me with Tupperware, you know, it was like 50-50 you were ever going to see that thing again.
It's true.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, once you send it out, like, you got to, and there was no disposable Tupperware at that point. This is when they were doing the parties, and somebody would make a mortgage payment basically to get that whole Rubbermaid set, and they'd send you to school with it. So, I mean, I really got to the point where I didn't want that. But I can remember, listen, we were, you know, we were poor growing up, right? So, you know, like, it was a lot of bologna. I can tell you that. And certain meats pack better than others in a sandwich. Like, if you got that thick sliced boiled ham, you don't want to see that in a sandwich that's been sitting for like 4 hours. You don't want to see that. The bologna was almost better.
At least bologna is mainstream. Like, my parents are from Italy. Yeah. So, like, they had no idea. And we grew up before Nutella was cool.
Right.
Right? Like, before everybody loved Nutella.
Nobody had even heard of it.
Right.
Before.
I would have Nutella on Wonder Bread. And it was the most, I mean, think about it. It's chocolate on bread. It was the most delicious thing in the world. I would eat it every day, which probably explains why I was such a heavy kid.
But stretchy jeans.
Please, if I could even fit into the jeans. But then all the kids at the lunch table would call it my poop sandwich.
I mean, it looked like
so
a poop sandwich.
It's not nice.
They didn't know.
They didn't know how delicious it was.
Kids are cruel. And you'd be like, here, taste it. And they'd be like, no, I'm not going to eat that poop sandwich.
So mean. Well, nobody wanted to trade with me.
Nobody.
1-800-330-9999. Rob, what did your parents put in your school lunch?
Always in my school lunch, mushy peanut butter and jelly. Mm. And I just eat it because I'm hungry. But the thing that my mom tried to put in there once that was just ridiculous was lasagna with carrots. And this is before, like, these fancy refrigerated book bag school lunch boxes, you know? Like, you put something in, got lucky if it was in foil. We didn't usually have Tupperware.
Everything ends up room temperature. So whatever it is that you are consuming from a lunch back in the day, it had to be good at room temperature. That's, you know, your bread, it all melts together. Yeah. They're making it the night before, all that stuff. You got to be comfortable with room temperature. So soups, whatever. I could never understand that.
You know, I don't understand why it took so long for us to figure out that we can make small ice packs. Do you remember the way to keep things cold was to wrap it in foil?
Yes.
Yeah, like what?
Soda can.
What? Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
That was our way that we thought was a good way to keep things cold, wrap it in foil. Nobody could think, well, let's just take a plastic block of ice and put it in there. No, we had to wait till like the 2000s for that.
Kids couldn't be trusted with the block of ice. Couldn't be trusted.
Because we
think money grows on trees. Everybody gets a small block of ice in this family now. That's how you think we're doing it?
Oh,
forget it. You eat your peanut butter and jelly and you'd be happy.
But lasagna in a lunchbox is tough.
Lasagna and carrots. Like, where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
Back to school lunchtime is my least favorite thing to do when the kids go back.
Wouldn't it be nice if, like, you had a built-in chef in the house, right? Like, you know, kids that eat great things and great meals that are prepared for them. I feel like all of that is just for television.
I would just take a child that would eat a string cheese. I mean, mine is so picky. I just feel like I'm putting packaged junk in there at this point, and I feel teachers just judge me. 1-800-330-9999. Sam, what was the weird thing or the thing that your parents always put in your lunchbox?
One day, and they're particularly exhausted, they grabbed a potato, like a raw potato instead of an apple that was on the counter. And when I went to like pull out my lunch, I just had a raw potato there. I remember trying to like decide, do I like try to eat this? Is this okay? And there was no trading with my friends that day at school.
I don't want to be rude, but what parent puts a raw potato in a kid's lunchbox?
I mean, you're grabbing at stuff. You're throwing it in there. That's fine. What teacher walks by that raw potato situation and doesn't address it and say, hey, why don't we get you a fruit cup?
It'd be nice if it was a baked potato. That would make more sense.
Not bad.
Right.
But again, thermal issues being a real problem as they were back in the day. All we've got is foil to fall back on here, Anna. The condiments, what are they going to do? Forget it.
Mm.
By the time you get your sour cream on your baked potato, it's probably going to curdle and kill you.
It's true. Mike, what did your parents put in your school lunch?
The strangest thing they used to put in my school lunch that was strange then but makes sense now was those little notes that would say, have a good day, or don't trade your bologna sandwich for chewing gum. Like, I just never understood, like, Mom, why are you putting notes in my lunch? Mm-hmm. Until I had my own kids, and I'm like, okay, this does make sense, because now I do it.
Oh, my gosh. So that is 100% the difference of an OG mom and a new mom. A new mom, Hayden, at one point, my 15-year-old, must have had, without exaggeration, 140 notes. She kept every single one of the notes that I would put in her lunchbox every single day. Raven, ask me, my 5-year-old daughter, Dakota, how many notes do you think I've put in her lunchbox ever?
How many notes?
Zero.
And that could explain how she's totally the 180 of the other one. I mean, honestly, so you got lazy or you got busy, whatever you want to tell yourself, and now no more notes. You're right. When you're a kid and you open up those notes on regular days, like if your friends especially are sitting around, you're going to be like, what's that, a note from your mommy? You're going to be like, no, that's
dumb.
You
have to open your lunch secretly, like you're hiding something,
but
just to get the note before everyone sees it.
But if you had a bad day or you're in the middle of something and you got a gut punch, like that thing is like a ray of sunshine. And how nice of your mom to do that. How really nice. But sounds like a lot of work. Too much work for Anna, I guess, anyways.
Just post-it notes have gotten expensive. I can't.
Yeah? Okay. All right. That's what we're hiding behind. Okay. Hey, George, what do you remember always being in your school lunch? Or what do you put in your kids' school lunches?
Well, this was my wife was a teacher, and I used to make a lunch for her in the mornings. And I'd put a can of Starkist tuna in the thing with a sandwich. And that, she forgot, she ate the sandwich, but she forgot the bag there. And the next morning when she went in, all the teachers were really upset because some kid must have had a lunch with a can of tuna with no way of opening it. And everybody was upset.
And she never took the credit for it. She never took the the punch for it. She just let them all think it was a kid.
She left the ice bag there.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, got to get rid of the evidence by never seeing it again.
Right.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.